and welcome to The Deep Dive. So glad you're joining us. I'm Teacher Mari.
And hello from me, too. I'm Teacher Paolo. It's a real pleasure to be here with you.
Today is Wednesday, July the 9th, 2025.
That's right. And this deep dive is for our English conversation course.
Yes, we're looking very closely at the class notes for Group T253.
We are indeed. We're teachers from Academia BSB. That's our online English school.
Mm-hmm.
And our way of teaching, our methodology, well, it helps students like you find your way with English.
We use online classes, of course, and these class notes.
And these deep dives, too. They all work together.
And, you know, speaking directly to you, our wonderful listener, we know you're a mid-aged Brazilian woman, very dedicated, very formal in your approach, which is fantastic.
Absolutely. And we want to give you a massive congratulations.
Yes. Your progress at level A1 of the CEFRL, that's the Common European Framework, it's really, really impressive.
It truly is. Your hard work is easy to see.
And listening to this deep dive is a really good next step for you.
Yes. And don't forget your academic sheet. Using that to write about the class notes by hand. Well,
it really helps, doesn't it? Makes things stick.
It does. Like a little bit of magic for your memory.
Okay, then. Let's get started. Let's unpack this lesson.
So what are we covering today?
Well, we're going through the notes for Group T253's lesson on greetings, formal and informal.
And prepositions of time.
And daily routines, too.
We'll look at new words, practice some sounds.
Explore how to use the language naturally, look at fun expressions.
Untangle some grammar points.
And review the exercises you did for reading, writing, listening, and speaking.
It's like a guided tour of your lesson.
Exactly. Now, at Academia BSB, we think learning English is like building a strong wall.
That's a good way to put it. Each brick is important.
Yes. Each part of the class notes connects to the others. It's not just single words.
It's about how they all fit together for real communication. That's the key.
Right. So, first section, new vocabulary. These are like fresh ingredients for your English cooking.
Lovely. What new words did we have?
Well, we had words about time and transport mainly.
Let's start with quarter. In time, that means 15 minutes.
Yes. Like a quarter past 6 is 6.15, or a quarter to 7 is 6.45.
And then half. That's 30 minutes when we talk about time.
So half past 6 is 6.3, right? Simple.
But remember, half can also mean one of two equal parts, like half an apple.
Very useful word. Next, past. This means after the hour.
So 10 past 6 is 6.10. 10 minutes after 6.
And the opposite is 2. This means before the next hour.
10 to 7 is 6:50. 10 minutes before 7.
Essential for talking about your day.
Then we have parts of the day. Morning.
Afternoon, after lunch.
Evening, later in the day.
And night, when it's dark.
And two slightly more poetic ones. Dawn.
Yes, the very first light. Sunrise.
And dusk. Just before it gets completely dark. Sunset time.
Lovely words. Now, a tricky pair. Say and tell. How do we explain this simply?
Good question. Well, would say you often focus on the exact word someone spoke. Like she said, hello.
You don't always need to mention who she said it to.
Exactly. But with tell, you almost always tell someone. You need that object.
Like she told me a secret or he told us the time.
That's the main difference. Tell someone something. Say something.
Got it. Then transport words. Train.
Car.
Taxi.
Airplane. Up in the sky.
Bus. For many people.
And boat on the water. Very important for travel talk.
And we also looked at opposites, antonyms. These help you express yourself more clearly.
Yes. Like arrive and leave. Yeah. You arrive at a place, you leave from a place.
Start and finish, begin and end.
Open and close, like a door or a shop.
Before and after, crucial for time, earlier or later.
And indoors and outdoors, inside or outside a building.
Little words, big difference.
Indeed. Now let's refresh some words from the past class. It's like walking a familiar path in a forest. Makes it stronger in your mind.
Yes, you had a complete the sentence task using sharp. Exactly. Tidy up, after, before. Let's check.
First one, he eats lunch, he watches a movie.
The answer is after. He eats lunch, then he watches a movie. He eats lunch after he watches a movie.
Good. Next, Lucas can play the guitar very well. He has an ear for music.
That's sharp. A sharp ear means he hears very well, very clearly.
Excellent. Please your room before watching TV.
That must be tidy up. To make it neat and clean, please tidy up your room.
Perfect. His sister always arrives him.
She arrives first, so it's before. His sister always arrives before him.
And the last one, Lucas remembers what kind of music he heard yesterday.
He remembers perfectly. So right. Exactly. Lucas remembers exactly what kind of music.
Brilliant. You also matched words to meanings. Let's quickly look.
Favorite. That matches what you like best.
Ability. matches special skill to do something, what you can do.
Most matches the highest amount, like the biggest number.
Type matches kind or category, like what type of book.
And pay attention. That matches listen and focus carefully. Very important for learning.
Absolutely. Time for a short break, I think. Commercial break one.
And welcome back. You know, thinking about morning and dawn, it makes me think of a song. Singing softly, simply. Good morning, good morning. It's great to stay up to the dawn.
Ah, lovely. You see those words, morning, dawn, they're everywhere. So just to recap quickly, we looked at new words, like words for time and transport.
And we practiced some older words, too, making sure they are strong in your memory.
Building your vocabulary step by step, brick by brick.
Now let's talk about pronunciation, making your sounds clear.
Yes, this is so important so people can understand you easily, like polishing a gemstone so it sparkles.
We looked at some tricky words from the past class. Remember move and movie?
Yes, move. Hear that long ooh sound. Ooh, like food.
And movie. The ooh is a bit shorter and there's an E at the end. Movie.
Listen, move, movie. Different, aren't they? Then early in year. These can sound similar sometimes.
For early, listen to the start. Year, like your ear. Early.
And year. Starts with a year sound. Yeah, year.
Let's say them slowly. Early, year. Hear the difference at the beginning. Practice those. And from the current class, two more. Child.
Focus on the she sound at the start and the short I sound. Hey, Alden.
Like in a sentence, the child played in the garden.
And the word half. Remember the secret.
The L is silent. You don't say it.
Exactly. It sounds like half. H-A-F. Half.
Let's try a sentence. I ate half of the apple.
Well done. Practicing these little things makes a big difference.
It really does. Now, section 3, language usage.
This is about putting the words together, making real conversation, like weaving threads into cloth.
We focused on phrases for when you don't understand something. These are your super tools. Let's try using them. Imagine I say something too fast.
Okay. Mumble something quickly and unclearly.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't catch that.
Ah, okay. I said, this lesson is very useful.
Thank you. Could you say that again a bit slower, just to be sure?
Of course. This lesson is very useful.
Got it. Now imagine, I don't know what word you used. Useful. I don't understand this word.
Useful. Okay. What does it mean? It means it helps you. It's good for you.
Ah, useful. Helps me. Okay. How do you spell that?
U-S-E-F-U-L.
Can you write it down for me? Sometimes seeing it helps.
Nods, of course. U-S-E-F-U-L.
Thank you. What's the name of that again? Useful.
That's it. Useful. See how these phrases help?
They really do. And sometimes you might just need to ask, do you speak Portuguese?
Huh. Yes. A very practical question sometimes.
But remember, you can always say, I'm still learning English. Can you help me understand?
Yes. People are usually very happy to help. These phrases give you control. They let you manage the conversation.
They are so important. Okay, another short break is due, I think. Commercial break, too.
And we're back, ready for another little song snippet, singing softly. Every movie is a lesson, every child a star.
That's lovely. A nice thought. So just to recap where we are, we've worked on clear pronunciation, making sure sounds like move and movie or child and half are distinct.
And we practice those essential phrases for when you don't understand. Your toolkit for conversation.
Giving you the confidence to speak and ask questions.
Exactly. Now let's look at expressions. Section 4.
Yes. Idioms. These are the colorful decorations on your English Christmas tree. They make you sound more natural.
Like little bits of magic from English fairy tales. First one, travel around the world.
This just means visiting lots of different countries, a big trip.
Like heroes in stories going on big adventures. You might say, my dream is to travel around the world.
Next, as clear as day. What does that mean?
It means something is very, very easy to see or understand. Suddenly, you get it.
Like in a story, when the mystery is solved, everything is suddenly as clear as day.
Maybe the fog lifts in the magic forest. You could say his explanation made it as clear as day.
Then we have under the weather.
This is a common way to say you feel a bit sick. Not seriously ill, just not quite right.
Imagine Snow White feeling a bit poorly. She's under the weather, needs rest.
You might tell a friend, sorry, I can't come out, I'm feeling under the weather.
And lastly, like a breath of fresh air.
This describes someone or something new, positive and refreshing. Makes you feel good.
Like when a kind character arrives in a gloomy castle. They're like a breath of fresh air.
Or maybe a new idea at work is like a breath of fresh air.
Let's try a tiny role play. You seem a bit quiet today. Everything okay?
Oh, well, to be honest, I'm feeling a bit under the weather. I think I didn't sleep well.
Oh, dear. That's no good. Maybe stepping outside for a moment. Sometimes getting some actual fresh air is like a breath of fresh air for your mood, too.
You know, that's not a bad idea at all. Might help clear my head. Thanks.
See? Simple ways to use them. Now, section 5, grammar.
Grammar. The rules of the language, the structure, like the plans for building that strong castle we talked about.
We mentioned WH questions briefly. Who, what, where, when, why, how?
Yes. Remember, these are your keys to unlock information. So important for asking questions.
The main grammar point in this lesson was the difference between a VR and an activity. The action itself versus the name of the activity.
This could be a bit confusing at first for A1 learners, but it's quite logical once you see the pattern.
Let's take to swim. That's the verb, the action.
Yes, and swimming is the name of the activity, the thing you do.
So you can say, I like to swim, using the verb.
Or you can say, I like swimming, using the activity, the ending form.
Both are correct. It often depends on the verb before it, like enjoy, hate.
Let's try another. To read is the verb.
Reading is the activity.
So he wants to read a book, verb.
Or reading is fun. Activity, here it's the subject of the sentence.
How about negative? She doesn't like to paint.
Or she doesn't like painting.
And a question. Do you enjoy to travel? No, wait.
Ooh, good catch. With enjoy, we usually use the ing form. So, do you enjoy traveling?
Exactly. Or do you want to travel? That uses the verb form. You learn which verbs go with which form.
The Emma and Lucas dialogue in your notes helped here, Emma explained. To jog is a verb. Jogging is an activity.
Yes, and Lucas got it. To paint is the action, but painting can be your hobby. Perfect.
Now, a very common mistake is mixing them, like saying, I like to swimming.
Yes, we hear that sometimes. Remember, it's either I like to swim or I like swimming. Not both together like that.
Just needs a little practice. And speaking of practice, we also need those time words for grammar.
Like quarter, half, past, two. We saw them in vocabulary.
But they are key grammar for telling time correctly, which you needed for the listening part. It's a quarter past 3, it's half past 7, it's 10 to 5.
Essential grammar for daily life. Okay, time for our final break, commercial break 3.
Welcome back, dear listener. Nearly there now, just thinking about time, singing softly. It's half past midnight, and I'm feeling under the weather.
Perfect. Using time, half past, and an expression, under the weather, together. Just like real English. So quick recap, we explored colorful expressions that make English lively.
And we looked at grammar, especially the difference between verbs like to swim and activities like swimming and how to tell the time accurately.
Adding richness and correctness to your speaking and writing.
Now section 6, reading and comprehension.
Reading is wonderful. It lets you see how all the words and grammar work together in a story or a text, like following a map in your adventure book.
I'll read the text about Lucas again. Listen carefully to how the sentences flow. Lucas is a big fan of movies and music. His favorite type of movie is action, but he also likes thrillers. Yesterday, he watched an exciting action movie with his cousin. Tomorrow, he wants to see a comedy. Lucas's sister prefers romance and horror movies, but Lucas finds horror movies too scary. When it comes to music, Lucas listens to pop and rock every day. He also enjoys samba when he visits his grandparents. They love samba and salsa because they dance together on weekends. Lucas thinks country music is slow, but he likes the lyrics.
Okay, let's check the understanding. Question 1. What type of movie does Lucas like most?
The text says action.
Correct. Question 2. What did he watch yesterday?
It says an action movie.
Yes, with his cousin. And question 3. What kind of music do Lucas's grandparents enjoy?
They enjoy samba and salsa because they like to dance.
Brilliant. Reading helps you find that information.
Now, let's try a quick new text, similar style. Anna loves animals. She volunteers at the shelter on Saturdays. Last week, she helped feed the cats. She enjoys walking the dogs in the park. Next month, she hopes to adopt a kitten.
See? Simple sentences, talking about routines and preferences. Reading helps you learn these patterns.
Next up, section 7, writing and composition.
This is your chance to be creative, to write your own stories, your own ideas in English.
The exercise was called traveling. You had to write about a future trip.
Yes, using will and going to travel words and maybe some expressions like on my bucket list or dream come true. Just Just a short paragraph, 5 to 8 sentences.
Let's think of some ideas for our students. For Ashlyn, maybe thinking about France.
Okay. She could write, I am going to visit Paris. I will see the Eiffel Tower. It is on my bucket list to eat French croissants. Simple, uses the grammar.
Lovely. For Ana Paula, perhaps Brazil.
I will travel to Rio de Janeiro. I'm going to relax on Copacabana Beach. Seeing Christ the Redeemer will be a dream come true.
Fantastic. How about Noyan? Maybe she dreams of Egypt.
I am going to explore the pyramids. I will learn about ancient history. It will be a once-in-a-lifetime trip for me.
Wonderful. And Vanessa? Perhaps Canada.
I will visit the Rocky Mountains. I'm going to see beautiful lakes. I want to travel off the beaten path and see the real nature.
Brilliant examples, showing how to use the target language in your own writing.
Okay, section 8, listening.
Listening skills are so important, like being a detective, listening for clues in spoken English.
The exercise, what time is it, was perfect practice.
Yes, it had 5 little situations. Anna waking up.
Lucy at school. Lucy with her grandpa Joe.
Lucy playing when her mom calls.
And Lucy checking the time before bed.
All very normal, everyday situations where you need to understand the time.
Exactly. It helps you practice hearing numbers and phrases like half past, quarter to, when people speak naturally. Very useful.
Now, section 9, watching.
This section reminds us why watching things in English is so good for you.
Like movies, TV shows, videos.
Yes. Watching original material helps your brain understand real language, real culture. It's like stepping into the English-speaking world.
You hear how people really talk, the speed, the rhythm.
It boosts your understanding and your own speaking skills. Very powerful.
And finally, section 10, speaking.
The goal.
Yeah.
Putting it all together and using your voice, finding your song, like we said.
And it's not just about saying the words correctly, is it?
No. It's also about the pace of speaking, how fast or slow you talk, finding a natural rhythm. We work on that too.
Your teacher also spent time listening carefully to identify common mistakes.
Yes, that specific feedback helps you know exactly what to practice to improve most effectively.
For practice, think about answering questions like those in your notes.
Oh.
What is your favorite type of music? What did you watch yesterday? Do you like horror or action movies? What do you listen to when you are happy?
Try putting the answers together into a little speech.
Mm-hmm.
For example, my favorite music is rock. Yesterday, I watched a comedy movie. I prefer comedies to action movies. When I am happy, I listen to happy rock music.
Practicing like that helps you use everything you've learned together. It helps you evolve class by class.
Now, looking at the big picture, your performance in group T253 is fantastic.
Really wonderful. The class stats show your phonetic deviation ratio is 55%.
Which sounds complicated, but it means you've cut your pronunciation errors by more than half. That is brilliant progress. Seriously, well done.
This whole lesson, greetings, time, routines, was very important for you at A1 level.
It really builds your foundation for talking about everyday life.
And look at your vocabulary growth. 28 new words in this lesson.
And your total vocabulary, your comprehensive lexicon repertory, is now 1,777 words.
That's amazing. You should be very proud.
For extra practice, your notes mention the film Cinderella Pop. There's an IMDb link. Watching films can be a fun way to learn.
A modern fairy tale, perhaps?
And a little look ahead, your upcoming linguistic scope.
What's next?
We'll be learning how to describe people and places more, adding more detail to your English pictures, like describing Cinderella's dress, maybe.
Sounds good. You know, it makes me think. The amazing writer Maya Angelou once said, words mean more than what is set down on paper. It takes the human voice to infuse them with shades of deeper meaning.
That's beautiful. And so true for language learning, it's not just about reading words.
It's about understanding, connecting, communicating, which brings us right to the heart of Academia BSB.
It is not only about the language, it is all about communication.
Thank you so much for joining us for this deep dive today. Your effort is wonderful. Keep going.
Yes, keep practicing, keep exploring. We'll be back soon. Until next time.